just wanted to summarize our week. Not that this practice can be summarized, except sometimes there's a turning word or a phrase that catches that, but I don't have that ability, so it'll be a little longer than that. I spoke earlier this week about the Dogen's small writing about, I said the vow of awakening, but I had it with me, and it actually says, On Giving Rise to the Vow, was the title of it. I'm not going to read the whole thing. There's some translation in the back of some of the words that I think Coben must have written. And this word, Hoshin. Here it talks about way mind, but Coben's translation of it's interesting. And literally, the kanji says arising and mind, arising mind. But it's shortened version of giving rise to bodhicitta. And this is the same Hoshin that Suzuki Roshi translated into beginner's mind. So, also, it's said that it's what arises moment after moment that allows us to continue our practice. Or maybe inspires us to. So there's this, as it says here, this constant flashing of this arising of bodhicitta. And so, moving into the world now from this retreat, breaking our silence, so to speak, the container opens. Watch each moment again, I ask, recommend, to see what arises. And if you allow yourself to be present as often as possible and actually witness the moment, it's like an eternity. And I ask myself, what is it I'm going to do with this eternity? And part of it's this Hoshin. And within the context of that, how am I going to respond to that moment, that eternity? In other words, what am I going to do with my life? So we can observe how we respond and make a change. We can respond with craving or lusting after things, which is okay to a point, but also we can respond by just simply letting go of those things in the moment. The other thing that Scott brought up from a couple of years ago, this Hongzhi quote. It's called, or it says, and this is just the first, like, setting the stage, I guess, for this backward step. But he, I think it's nicely put. You must purify, cure, grind down, or brush away all the tendencies you have fabricated into apparent habits. Then you can reside in the clear circle of brightness. I hope you can all find that in your heart. And this, I like the key word is apparent. Because you can grind them, you can purify them, or just simply brush them away. And immediately reside in that circle of brightness.
Can you read that again, please? Yeah.
You must purify, cure, grind down, or brush away all the tendencies you have fabricated into apparent habits. Then you can reside in the clear circle of brightness.
And who wrote, again, who was the author?
You can find Hongzhi, Silent Illumination. So this little bit from Dogen also.
Continue. Thank you. I can hear you now.
Okay. He says, after giving rise to bodhicitta, even if I continue to pass through the cycle of birth in the six worlds, through the four kinds of birth, the course of that cycle will all become the practice of the vow of awakening. Consequently, even if you say that your days and nights up until now have been spent in vain, in the time that is left to you in this life that you have not yet wasted, you must give rise to your vow without delay. There's more, but that's the. And I remember one time in my life I had given up, you know, some decades before, cigarettes and alcohol and other drugs, and my health person, my acupuncturist, said, you have to give up caffeine. And I did, basically only drinking water and eating very good food. And at the time, I remember, I realized that now whatever appears, I have to deal with. I can't come home and say, what a tough day that was. I got to have a drink, you know. Just have to face it. And this is the opportunity to give rise to the vow of awakening. So now we turn to another form of practice, which is daily life, and then maybe normal life. But this is still imbued in it. I'd like to emphasize that. I also have a very busy life, raising a family and running a business and clients and crew and attending to Hokoji and the people that appear there. So you have to bring them all into this vow. If you choose. So. Otherwise, pretty much wraps up this session. I want to thank all the Sangha for your incredible support of Jikoji. I don't know how many years, but now it'd be 35, 40 years, more or less, that this ongoing stream of practice has continued, still recognizable, which is nice for us.
You were old timers. You were here in the first days, weren't you?
Yeah.
Early 80s. And
whenever.
Were you here when the community was here?
Uh-huh. Just at that time, yeah.
Yeah.
But I left about that time to go to school and then came back in the summer, so.
The summer.